My name is Derek Gruen, and I've always been known as kind of a frugal guy, and I didn't really think too much about where that came from for most of my life until I got to hear some stories about my grandfather. My grandfather grew up in Lebanon and came over to America when he was a teenager and always had a million jobs, worked very hard, and he was very frugal. But at the same time, he was always very generous, and I noticed with my mother's side of the family, my Lebanese side of the family, that there was always this sense of abundance, abundance of food, of community, of love. So at the same time, there was this frugalness, there was this abundance. In ninth grade, as a freshman at Garfield High School English class, this really clicked for me when we were assigned a book called Ishmael. Ishmael is a novel. It's about a monkey that tells a story about the agricultural revolution. And it's kind of a story about environmental justice. It talks about givers and takers, and it talks about a society built on abundance and a society built on scarcity. And these themes, I think, in part, kind of struck me very strongly. I think they related back to my sense of frugalness, at the same time wanting to live in a place of abundance, abundance that was shared. Fast forward 10 years later, and I got a chance to go to Lebanon for the first time to see where my grandfather grew up. I had lined up an internship at an environmental organization there. There's not very many. There's pretty much one. So I was very excited to get to learn a little bit about how they view the environment there. I landed the next day. A war broke out with Israel. The country was being bombed, and the internship opportunity was obviously over. I ended up getting evacuated and didn't get to actually do that exploration of my father's side of the family. Fortunately, 3 years later, I had an opportunity to go back with a grant from the University of Washington. So I took the opportunity that I connected with the environmental group, and I was there in the country actually to do a bicycle trip. It was part of my grant, and ended up starting the first critical mass bicycle ride in Beirut, Lebanon. And critical mass is something that takes somewhat chaos and makes a point to organize around. And in this case, advocating for more healthy options, transportation. Turns out that most of the people who are biking in Beirut were immigrants there who couldn't actually afford to use the transportation systems that otherwise existed. So Lebanon was an opportunity for me to actually explore kind of the conservationist notion in two cents. For me to take what had been a kind of a what I thought was just a personal characteristics of being frugal translate that into a sense of being a conservationist, and at the same time do it in a way that felt like there's still in a society of abundance where we're not fighting for the last little bit of everything, but we can truly share what we have and therefore not need to consume and pollute our environment. And that's kind of really what's propelled me forward and shapes my story, these two things of how do we conserve and at the same time share and live in a society of abundance, and is what I'm working on today.